David, are you aware of some of the psychic forewarnings of this tragedy?
Yes, although I personally have a belief that it does happen, that we sometimes have precognition. As a captain, I find it almost any time you take a group of people out on a long trip, I mean, by that more than about 3 minutes, somebody says, I have a premonition.
Let me read you this one. You give me your take on this. One of the most famous of these premonitions concerns a novel entitled Futility, written by Morgan Robertson, in which a massive ocean liner called the SS Titan, said to be unsinkable and sailing from Southampton on her maiden voyage across the Atlantic, was sunk by an iceberg, killing most of the 2,500 people aboard. Upon reading this, one would naturally assume that Robertson's novel was directly inspired by the true-life sinking of the Titanic. But this novel was written in 1898, not in the sinking of 1912, 14 years before the tragedy. Now, what about that one?
I think the only thing that kind of raises the hair on the back of my neck is that he got the name right. Other than that, I mean, it's...
He got the port right, Southampton.
But Southampton was huge operations there in those days. It would have been the logical port both for Titanic and for a fictional ship.
Sinking by an iceberg?
Ships have run into icebergs before Titanic. It was considered a more survivable occurrence in Titanic's day. The smaller ships seldom sank because they had less mass. The steel was about the same thickness of plate. With less mass, it was better able to withstand it. To me, the eeriest one is Captain Smith told someone in 1910 that if a vessel should run up on one of these reefs, meaning an underwater shelf of an iceberg, he said, half her bottom might be torn away.
Mm-hmm.
And if that happened, some of us would go to the bottom with the ship.
Yeah.
And that's precisely what happened.
What a premonition. Well, here's another one. 1892, English journalist W.T. Stead had published a magazine story entitled From the Old World to the New, which described an ocean liner picking up survivors from an iceberg collision in the Atlantic Ocean, a disaster in which many lives were lost because of insufficient lifeboats on board. The fictitious captain's name was E.J. Smith. The captain of the Titanic was also named E.J. Smith. Stead was also one of the passengers who died in the real sinking. How about that one?
You know, there are times when you have to say, yeah, it happened.
Yep.
And, I mean, that's about... I'm not sure. As I say, I've had so many people come up to me with premonitions on voyages that I've taken that were absolutely, you know, dull, which is what my job is dull. You know, I don't want to see story.
Well, you're the facts and figures guy.
Yeah, but no, I mean, when I'm taking people on my own boat, I want a dull voyage. I don't want to have to explain it to the Coast Guard. Sea stories, you know, they're hard on the...
Yeah, I believe that.
So basically, I think these things are all true, and I suspect some of them have... There may be an element of premonition, and certainly it's hard to deny it. The Stead one is I think perhaps more so than even the Titan book in particular. Although there was a knowledge in that era that the lifeboat standard was not satisfactory on British, in particular British ships. What's not talked about much is the Germans had already gone to one seat for every person on board. The Americans were switching that to that. I mean, it was coming, and the British were really behind the curve.
Now, here's a couple others. Colin MacDonald, he was assigned to the Titanic's second engineer. He refused three times to sign on because he said he had a hunch something terrible would happen. Well, who knows? Psychic V.N. Turvey on April 10th predicted that a great liner would soon go down. Apparently, there were a lot of people who had visions, dreams of some tragedy at that time. I think there might be something to it.
I don't doubt it. To be honest with you, there's something to it. Now, I don't know what the something is, but I do know that after every one of these tragedies, people come out of the woodwork saying, I told you so. The important thing is that you have to find ones that, to me, that I have to find them that predate the event. And there are some that do and that are very accurate.
Absolutely.
And uncannily.
Well, like Steed's, for example.
Yes.
Titanic was never christened, I'm told. Is that true?
That's what I understand. I don't know that that's all that much of bad luck, although sailors are probably among the most superstitious people in any business, and especially in those days.
Was this ship doomed from the beginning, David?
I'm not one of these people that would say that anything is doomed. It's what we make out of it is what I'd like to believe. But, you know, there are hard luck ships, and there are dangerous ships, and they stay that way their whole lives, and you can't explain it. There are ships that have problems that, you know, break down, and they're made with the same equipment and built by the same yard as ones that don't break down. So it's entirely possible that, you know, if Titanic hadn't found an iceberg, it would have found something else. And it just may be that it was not meant to make the new world.